Hello, everyone. Welcome to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. And today is no joke. Tomorrow is April Fool's Day, and we normally joke around on that day. So I thought, since it's March 31st when you have the chance to listen to this episode, I thought I'm going to look for things that are potentially funny, potentially not. So I looked up funny trivia questions, and I'm on this website called thoughtcatalog.com, and they say that they have 100 plus funny trivia questions and answers. All right, so I'm gonna pick out the ones that are the most, let's call them special, and we'll see if you agree. Okay, in Florida, only on Sundays, it is illegal for a single woman to do what? And the answer is literally skydive. I can't believe this. I think we know that Johnny Depp is afraid of clowns. I mean, who isn't afraid of clowns? Okay, coprostastaphobia is the fear of what? Constipation. I can't do this. I can't do this anymore. Here's one I actually know. Where on the human body is the zygomatic bone found? It's in the cheek, in your face. Because I did some testing on people where we tested on muscle activity in that particular area. Okay. I don't really think those are funny, so they fit perfectly into today's topic of not funny. Oh, what do you call a group of unicorns? A blessing. Wow. What is this? Where were the fortune cookies invented? Actually, in San Francisco. I bet it was in Chinatown, but it doesn't say. What? When held to ultraviolet light, what animal's urine glows in the dark? And the answer is cat. What? Who came up with these questions? I love this. What was Walt Disney afraid of? The answer, mice. I love it. So he was afraid of Mickey Mouse, probably. Funniest thing ever. This is awful. What is this? What is the fear of long words known as? Hippopotamostrosesquipedaliophobia. Someone was trying to be really funny, and I don't know if that's worth it. Like, people's anxiety of long words must be real, since there is a proper diagnosis. So when someone asks them what they are afraid of, or what kind of phobia they have, they're forced to use this extremely long, complicated word to explain it. That's really awful. Okay, what was the ice cream cone invented for? That's actually interesting. And the answer is to hold flowers. Wow, a baby goat. What did you say? A baby goat? No, a baby goat is actually called a kid. I didn't know that. This is getting out of hand. These questions are awful. Gonna have to come up with something else. Seriously. So trivia, as it turns out, isn't really funny, so I'm gonna look for something else. Okay, so I'm on Reader's Digest now. I literally go to the first thing that pops up on Google. So, 30 April Fool's Day jokes to make everyone laugh. To make everyone laugh, even me. I don't think so. Okay, so the first one is believe nothing and trust no one this April Fool's Day. So it's just like any other day. This is just awful. What monster plays the most April Fool's jokes? Frankenstein. That kind of got me, to be honest. Okay, those are awful. Okay, that one's A and C were going to prank their friend, but they just let her be. Can you hear the birds chirping outside? It's kind of the soundtrack of this, whatever this is. Which day is the worst to propose on? April Fool's Day. People, this is actually, who came up with this? Wow, okay, what's the biggest difference between Thanksgiving and April Fool's Day? This is the last question I'm reading to you. On one, you're thankful, but on the other, you're prankful. Okay, I'm out. That was enough. That was enough. I'm so sorry for this episode. I'm so sorry you had to go through this. I mean, I had to go through it as well, literally, as I was reading through all of those things. Can we just agree that that was not funny? I really hope you agree with me. If you don't, then I don't know if our relationship can be continued. Okay, well, enough of the drama. Thank you for listening. As always, if you like this episode, please feel free to rate it on Apple Podcasts and rate my entire podcast over there. It always helps me out a lot, and it always helps me to know which episodes you liked and which you didn't, so on and so forth. All right, thank you so much. Tune in next week for a better episode. All right, I'll catch you then. Bye.